Our 10-minute speaker is Margie O from San Diego.
My name is Margie, and I'm an alcoholic. Thank you, Larry, for inviting me. Congratulations on your wedding. Okay. Thank you. I just want to talk loud. I want to make sure everybody hears what I have to say. It's important. My sobriety date is July 21st, 2012. My DUI was given to me 2 years prior to that, in 2010, in May. I attended the 12 AA meetings that the court ordered me to take. I want to back up. Welcome to all the newcomers. Welcome home. When I got to these rooms, I couldn't wrap my head around that first step. I didn't want to do it. I just didn't want to admit it. I wanted to keep drinking. And I was lost, and I didn't have any friends. I kept drinking because of that. I didn't have any friends, and I couldn't find good relationships. I had a lot of problems with making relationships. One of the things that ran through my head when Larry asked me to speak for 10 minutes was I kept hearing my family say, "Shut up, you're talking too much every time you drink." I was like, why can't I talk for 10 minutes? I can talk for 10 minutes if I couldn't shut up when I was drinking. You know, I lost my sponsor a year ago to cancer. She was my sponsor for 4 years. And bless her heart, she taught me how to love myself. You know, I think about her every single day. A day does not go by that I don't think about Lucy. She taught me to embrace the triangle: service, unity, and recovery. I've learned that real well. And I've learned to embrace it every single day. She taught me that if I couldn't make it a meeting because I work a lot of hours, you call somebody. You call somebody if you need to talk to somebody. Just call somebody anyway. Just to say, hi, what you doing, you know? What was your day like? Even if my day was okay. I do that every day. Whether it's a text, I prefer a real voice, but I make sure I do that. She helped me to get my relationship with God right, so I can look at him square in the eye and know that my house is clean. It's clean today. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm a member of the Rock Church, and I love going to the Rock Church because I learn so much there, and I get to bring it back into these rooms to the women at South Bay Pioneers. There's so many women there that go in there that are brand new, 36 years out of prison. You just never know who you're going to meet, who you're going to be able to help. I love everything about Alcoholics Anonymous. It has changed my life immensely. My life was sad. It was sad before I started coming here. I come from a big family with people that are in Alcoholics Anonymous. It took me a long time to get here. They kept, you know, calling me an alcoholic, and I didn't want to believe it. I have a sister who's been sober for, I think, 34 years now, or 32. Another sister who's in NA for 13 years. And a couple other sisters who don't come to meetings anymore, but they've remained sober. And I have a daughter and a son. My daughter doesn't have the disease, but I know my son does. But, you know, I keep praying for him. That's all I can do. And I've learned to be patient with that. When I first came in here, I hung on to that ticket, the DUI ticket in my wallet, and the officer's card. He didn't take me to jail that night. I was so fortunate. I was blessed. I had prayed for a soft landing. I didn't realize that was a soft landing 2 years later. And he's came to all my token-taking celebrations at Pioneers, all 5 years except for one when he was ill. For that year, and we speak twice a year, Christmas and in July when he comes to see me get my token. He's a police officer in the city of El Cajon. Anyway, he's a guardian angel in my life, just like Lucy and a lot of the women at South Bay Pioneers and all of you. I don't come to this meeting often. I should. I just live right up here off of Waring, off of in the Talmadge area, so I can get here like 5 minutes. But I choose to go to Pioneers because that's where one of my sisters instructed me to go. Get your ass over there and do what those people tell you to do. And so that's what I've been doing. And one of the things I've learned, and I keep learning at Pioneers, and with the ladies who have a lot of time, is that they teach me to remain teachable. That's so critical to remain teachable, because if you don't, you can really shut down and stop helping people, and you think that. And I've seen this, you know, where people don't sponsor anymore. I've tried to sponsor a lot of new ladies, and then they take off, and I'll buy them their books, and I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to keep doing that, even if they don't, if they take off, because I planted the seeds. I was really in awe a couple of days ago because one of the ladies in my group who's going to be celebrating 3 years in December asked me to be her sponsor. So I was really stoked. I was really honored. And for the newcomers, keep coming back. Even if things happen along the road, you know, it's not a bed of roses. It's like anything else out there. But you got to keep your feet planted. Keep your feet planted in what you're being taught and embrace it. Embrace that triangle. Service, unity, recovery. And don't forget that. My sponsor taught me real well. Thank you.